Just we'll start with Chris Russell returning to the lineup, and you know, you'd have to put together some wins, and Gravett played pretty well for you of late here, but just a thought on maybe what Chris brings and maybe the changing dynamic with the defense pairings.
Well, we've got to get Chris Russell playing again. He's been a big part of our long-term success so far this year. As we move forward, we expect him to have an impact like he did early in the year and on through. So puck mover, shot blocker, penalty killer, veteran stability back there, that's what he brings.
Matt Benny might have been your best defenseman against Chicago the other night. You had him in the past with Benning, but are we going to see Sekra? Are you going to see Russell back with Andre?
That's my typical answer. We'll move them around as needed, okay. Depending on the circumstances that present themselves during the game and how well Russell adjusts to returning to the lineup.
What was it like working with John Cooper? We did ask you this in Edmonton, but I just saw you talking with him there, just in terms of the relationship and the bond you developed.
Yeah, he's, Cooper and I go back a lot further than the World Cup. He was in Hofstra when I was on the island, and we had some friends. Brad Lauer was actually one of them on the team, so I got to know him a little bit then, and obviously we both entered the coaching world at different times. He's not quite as great as I am yet. He'll get there. But a real good opportunity to work with him. Energetic, upbeat guy that brought a lot to the table at the World Cup. Our staff was, I thought it was really well constructed, and we enjoyed our time together. Shared a lot of ideas and thoughts, talked hockey a lot, and then at times we also got away from it. So I enjoyed my time.
Cam Talbot was brilliant for you in Chicago. Brassois going tonight. Just a thought on maybe not coming back with a hot goaltender here.
Well, we've got to get LB some games. We play back-to-back. We're on a long road trip. Talbs will get his work in. The one thing with Cam is he gets a little bit of practice time right now with the goaltender coach, and he'll be back in the net tomorrow.
Coach, I guess part of the school of thought is that when you go on a long road trip early in the season, it gives players a chance to bond and so on. Mm-hmm. This time of the year, presumably, bonding isn't an issue. What are the special challenges of being on the road for a long stretch in February?
Well, we have the way the schedule is laid out for us out west, and I don't know if Edmonton in particular, we go on a number of long road trips, so it's not out of the ordinary to pack up and be gone for 8, 9, 10 days. This is our longest. The challenges for us are the teams that we're going to play against. Every one of them is a very, very good hockey club. They're all fighting for playoff positioning. And, we started in Chicago. We didn't play exceptionally well, but we found a way to win a game. And we'd like to obviously win here tonight, but we'd also like to improve the way we played. And that'll be the number one goal. And we'll worry about tonight when we get to Florida. We'll take that challenge and we'll just continue to work our way all the way back to Edmonton.
You coached Drouin in the World Cup, mm-hmm. as well. I don't know how many highlights you've seen this year of him. What have been your impressions of just kind of the new growth?
Well, you appreciate his skill level and his hockey sense when you have him at that level for a month, and he fit that group really well. It was a very high IQ group, a group that played fast, that was on its toes, wanted to create, and obviously he fit that real well. I think having Coop there and their relationship was important for him and for us as a coaching staff, because the trust grew a little bit quicker. But great kid and a tremendous player. You're lucky to have him here and watch him.
Good.
Okay. Thank you, Todd. Yep.